So, you have a Catwoman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Amazing. I can't wait to see what kind of crazy adventure Selina Kyle gets into.
Who the hell is Selina Kyle?
She's, you know, Catwoman from the comics and everything.
Oh, I thought this was like a thing we were making up.
No, it's like an extremely popular DC Comics thing.
Oh, well, I thought this was a thing we were making up, so her name's gonna be Patience Phillips.
Oh, that's significantly less cool sounding than Selina Kyle.
And Patience is a graphic designer who's quiet and not good at standing up for herself.
Okay, okay. And tell me something, is she hot but doesn't know it?
She's hot but doesn't know it.
Fantastic character description.
Yeah, when hot girls don't know they're hot, that means we have a chance with them.
You clearly understand women just as well as I do, my man.
Do you think we should get an actual woman to write this thing?
I mean, I looked around, there are just no female screenwriters in Hollywood.
Really? None?
I looked.
How hard did you look?
I mean, I asked around. The men's washroom. Under my breath.
It sounds like you tried.
I did.
Well, that's all that matters. Besides, I think we have this female character thing down pat.
I think so.
So anyway, Patience has this friend Sally, and all she talks about is boys.
That sounds about right.
And Catwoman's gonna have to go up against the evil cosmetics company she works for, cause they're making an evil face cream.
That sounds like an appropriate antagonist for her.
Agreed.
So how does she become Catwoman?
Oh, well, like I said, she works as a graphic designer, right?
Right.
And her boss gets mad at her cause she made a red thing, but he wanted a darker red.
Oh, well, that should take a couple of seconds, right?
You'd think so, but it's gonna take her 2 days, and it's gonna be so last minute, she's gonna have to rush to deliver it herself.
Oh, very slow worker.
Yeah, so as she's delivering the thing, she stumbles upon one of the heads of the company, Laurel, revealing a dark secret.
What's the secret?
That if you stop using this new cream, Bealine, your face disintegrates.
Oh, that's not good.
Nope. So anyway, Patience gets chased by some guards and ends up drowning.
Oh, that's an interesting way to end the movie, so we don't get to see her become Catwoman?
Well, actually, plot twist, the movie's not done.
Oh my god, you got me.
Yeah, see, a magical Egyptian cat burps in her mouth, and that turns her into Catwoman.
Oh, cat burps are tight.
Yeah, so she starts taking on the traits of cats, you know? She loves tuna, she hisses at dogs, and she goes crazy for catnip.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's Catwoman, so she's gonna act like a cat.
That all sounds kinda silly, to be honest.
No, it's like in Spider-Man, you know? He gets bit by a spider, he takes on the traits of a spider.
Yeah, I mean, he shoots web, but he doesn't start eating flies and laying eggs.
He probably did those things off screen. The filmmakers just weren't brave enough to show it.
Oh, so it's not because it's ridiculous, it's because the filmmakers were cowards?
Exactly.
Well, good to know.
Anyway, so Patience also has this romantic thing going on with the detective Tom Lone.
And what's his deal?
He has a romantic thing going on with Patience.
Oh, that's it?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and since he's a detective, he shows up at every single crime scene like seconds after the crime has taken place.
No matter where it takes place in the city?
Yeah, because there's only like one detective per city, if I understand correctly.
You don't.
Oh, well, he's just gonna be around anyway.
And so he's gonna figure out that the woman he's dating is Catwoman?
Yeah, he is, but it's gonna take him, you know, the entire movie.
Because she hit it so well?
No, because he's kind of an idiot.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I mean, Patience leaves him writing samples as herself and as Catwoman of the same word, and they were just obviously written by the same human.
Oh yeah, that's a big hint.
She also makes a bunch of cat puns as Patience and just acts like a cat in general when she's around him.
This guy's a terrible detective.
Yeah, and anyway, they're also gonna have this super romantic scene where they play one-on-one basketball.
How is that romantic?
Because they completely disregard the rules of the game and just kind of grind up on each other as children cheer them on.
I guess that's romantic.
Yeah, and then she's gonna show that she's really good at basketball because of her powers.
Like a cat.
Like a cat, that's right. Also, I figured we can make the whole scene more exciting by cutting it together really fast.
Consider it done. We'll make over 150 cuts in under 2 minutes.
Okay, maybe not that much.
No. I think this is a good move. In fact, let's edit the whole movie like that.
That sounds like it's gonna be exhausting to watch.
Oh, it will be.
And that's a good thing?
Maybe. I do not know what I'm doing here.
Anyway, so eventually Catwoman's horny friend Sally is gonna get sick because she's been using this cream so much.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and Catwoman's gonna figure out that the cream is making her sick and tell her to stop.
Isn't that gonna make her face disintegrate?
It'll have no consequences.
Oh.
And then Catwoman's gonna break into Laurel's place to confront her.
Okay.
And she's gonna be like, my husband is behind this. You better go take care of him.
Didn't Catwoman overhear Laurel herself talking about the face disintegration thing?
Yeah, I guess she forgot about that.
Oh, a very forgetful cat.
And eventually, Laurel is gonna frame Catwoman for killing her husband.
If only there was a way she could have known that Laurel was evil.
Yeah, that would have helped a lot. It's too bad she forgot.
So Catwoman gets arrested?
She does, and she was literally caught holding the murder weapon, so, you know, it's not good.
Man, it's gonna be hard for her to save the day after being arrested.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because she's gonna realize that one of her powers is that she can fit through tight spaces like a cat.
Oh, tight spaces are tight.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong. And also, she can teleport.
Oh, she can teleport?
Yeah, we're we're just gonna have a scene where she casually teleports and then never does it again.
Well, I have heard that cats can do that. That they can teleport once.
Yeah, I think I saw that on Animal Planet.
Nature is special. So anyway, then Catwoman's gonna have a big final fight with Laurel.
How's that gonna go?
Well, Laurel reveals that she's been using the cream so much that her skin is like marble now.
Doesn't marble break pretty easily?
I don't know.
You didn't look it up?
No, this is fiction. You don't do research when you write fiction. Anyway, then Laurel falls from a window and dies.
Well, good.
Yeah, and so that's about it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, I think we nailed it. I think we really have a winner.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You can also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.